And now this is a dictation for Marguerite, Marguerite Upham, UPHAM, September 2532. Address as a letter, Dr. Prouty, Prouty, 8753732. Dear Dr. Prouty, a follow-up for Mrs. Upham, chronic kidney disease, hypertension, declined to come in person. We did it on the phone. Her daughter participated on this. There was worsening edema when she was visiting Florida in January, was placed in the hospital, medications adjusted diuresis. Another episode of probably respiratory failure, hypoxemia, when she was coming back from California. They have to stay in Denver for treatment. Denies heart attack, question pneumonia, no hemoptysis, no dialysis, no blood transfusion, no gastrointestinal bleeding, prison weight at home 119, denies vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding, has chronic frequency, urgency, incontinence, but no infection, cloudiness, or blood. She also was tested positive for COVID when she was in Denver, wearing compressing stockings, edema improved, dyspnea on 6 liters at rest, 8-9 liters at night of oxygen, no purulent material hemoptysis, no uses of inhalers or CPAP machine, no orthopnea PMD, no lightheadedness or syncope. Other review system is negative, medication list review. I'm going to highlight beta blockers, anticoagulation with Eliquis, potassium, Norvasc, Demadex. At home weight 119, at home blood pressure 139.91. She was able to speak short sentences. This appears to be baseline for her, no expressive aphasia dysarthria. Next paragraph. Most recent chemistries. Early April, anemia 10.5 with a normal white blood cell platelets, creatinine 1.5, which is still is baseline between 1.5 and 1.8, representing a GFR 33 stage 3B. Normal sodium potassium elevated by carbonate, lightly compensatory effect of respiratory failure. Normal calcium, low albumin, liver function test not elevated. Iron saturation 18% with a ferritin 900, which likely represents acute phase reactant, a normal B12 and folic acid, next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 3, no indication for dialysis. She has problems of volume overload, congestive heart failure, respiratory failure, hypoxemia, high level of oxygen, the importance of salt fluid restriction, continued present diuretics and potassium replacement, off ARB losartan, takes other blood pressure medicines. There is atrial fibrillation for what she is on beta blockers and anticoagulated with Eliquis, has pulmonary fibrosis. Overall condition is guarded. Continue to monitor closely, end of dictation.